Comment?
Mary Lisa has the microphone.
She's got the microphone. I wondered where it went.
Yeah, really.
She forgot her question. Okay. The cognitive problem.
My son, Alex, he's 29. And he gets, I guess you would call it spasticity instead of, well, he gets like spasms. But in the morning, he is so stiff, you almost can't bend him in half. It can take two of us to get him in his wheelchair and get him bent. Same with getting in and out of the car sometimes. We did end up going to medical marijuana. And even a little bit, I mean, I do like it when his mood improves, but even just a little bit really loosens him up. And it also stops a lot of the, you know, kicking the furniture, breaking his toe. And a good way to take it is actually putting it into food. And you need, it's far more potent that way.
Cookies?
Brownies. Really? I mean, aren't you all my age?
Yeah, you can tell what generation we are.
But it is really, really effective. With diazepam, he would have to take 30, 40 milligrams. So then he's totally out of it, basically asleep on the bed, but his legs are relaxed.
The real question would come down to is the essential of the pharmacology. Ability to respond quickly, transiently, whether you go too, how well you can manage to go too far or too little. I mean, baclofen, for example, is usually my drug of choice. The difficulties are it does reduce sleepiness, particularly in some people, and it does wear off. You become tolerant to it. Now, the same question would obviously be asked of any other pharmacological therapy. I'll stay there. And I don't think we have much data on that in this situation.